Magic Maple. That's the name of that album. I like calling them albums. They are albums.
They are albums.
They are albums, CD albums. And that's Blevin Blechdom. And the cut was Benadryled and Taking on Water. Fabulous. And before that, Sagan, the CD was Unseen Forces, and I can't pronounce it, is it Fugestate? How do you pronounce this cut?
Kind of Jay named it.
Fugestate. Fugestate.
That's Italian.
Fugestate. Yeah, that's
what
right.
Say? I'm Italian.
Yes. So are all these mics working? Someone phoned and...
I'm not sure if this one is. Let's try it.
No, this that one's not.
Okay, that one's not.
This one is.
What if we took out this yellow patch cord? Someone just phoned. Kristen just phoned. I said, oh, I want to say hi to Ed Reedy, but now by now you're probably sleeping, you disloyal person. Can you pull out that yellow patch cord and see what happens? But remember where it went in, because you might get me off air. Can you make sure you remember where?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hello? Okay. Hello? Go try number two now.
Okay. Yep.
This is working.
Professional FM radio.
It's so working.
It's working.
It is?
Okay. Yes. Just a minute. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
High. Okay.
All right. So are you Bevin or Blevin or neither?
Oh.
My real given name is Bevin Kelly, and my stage Blevin name Blechdom. Is Blevin Blechdom.
That's okay. Good. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
It's a slight right. but important difference.
And when did you come upon this name? How long ago?
98. I was in a band called Blechdom from Blechdom, and the other half of that band named us, and so she gave me that name.
So are you still playing together?
No way. No, we're not. She lives in Berlin now.
Oh. What's her name?
Kristen Erickson.
That's right. I saw you guys. It wasn't Seven Hertz, but it was somewhere down there, you know, near the water.
It might have been Seven Hertz.
Was it Seven Hertz?
A long time ago.
That was fun, yeah. Maybe 97 or something like that. I don't know. It all merges. Now I go nowhere. It's really disgusting. I'm sorry. That's why I have to keep on doing the radio show, you know.
It wasn't a good time anymore because it was an acrimonious breakup, right, Blevin?
No.
Oh, my God. He's starting rumors. Jeez.
He's just trying to get me back.
Oh, did you get him? Oh, because of all the many women? Is that it? Girl in every port, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we'll move right along. What's your sign, Wobbly?
My sign?
Yeah. What astrological sign?
He's an Aries. And so
I am the ram.
What about Jay?
He's a Sag.
Oh, a Sag. My last hubby was a Sag.
What's your sign?
The last of three. Guess.
Oh, my.
Aries?
No.
Mm.
You have one guess only, and then I'll tell you after one more guess.
Aquarius.
No, but I'll really get along with Aquarius. Cancer, June 23rd.
Mm-hmm. A lovely sign.
A lovely sign. Such a lovely sign. So, what should we do now? Should we take some calls?
Are people calling?
Well, they will if you tell them to.
510-848-4425. Phone if you want to talk to Sagan.
Interview Jay Lesser live on the air.
Yeah, interview.
He's sitting over, he's slumped in the corner kind of staring.
What's your favorite food, Jay?
I like Indian food.
Okay, let's get this puppy on the air. Okay.
Hi, puppy.
There's a puppy.
Hello? Just a minute. Oh, yeah, I have to do that. I had to poke something. Yes?
Oh, I wish the Over the Edge show was on instead.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks a lot.
That's funny. God. That's funny because I'm usually on Over the Edge, and instead I'm on one Barbara Golden show. But he probably wouldn't like it if I were on Over the Edge either.
That's right.
Yes,
it's like those people that phone the Howard Stern show, and they just like are so, you know, someone's playing piano and they say you suck. You know, Nicole Richie was playing. They forced her to play a keyboard. She said, "I play piano. I don't play a keyboard." So she plays a little bit of keyboard, and she clearly is good, you know, but she just So these losers phone and say, you know, you suck, you can't play. Like, they can really play. Anyway.
Well, I discovered.
I want more calls like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I grew up on Over the Edge. That show kind of pretty much changed my life in 1985. So I'm sympathetic. But on the other hand, when you move, I discovered your show. You were on like 5 to 7.
Four to seven.
Right.
And Mark Trail was my board op.
Nice.
Started 20 years ago in 85. Charles Amarkanian said to me, do you want to be on the radio? And I said, sure. And he said, boy, do I have a good slot for you. 3 to 7. 3 till 7.
Yikes.
Crack o' dawn. And then Mark said to me after all, he said, Barb, I don't want to do this anymore. And I said, that's fine. But I was thinking inwardly, my life is over. Then I took the board operating class, and I just got so...
And the rest is history.
So friggin' empowered. No, the rest is herstory. Herstory.
Well, you've learned to, like, with thoughtlessly say friggin'. You've totally trained yourself not to swear.
Oh, my God, in the beginning.
You could say
anything. It was so much fun. I would discuss very crude, have very crude discussions, let's put it that way. Well, not crude by my standards, but, you know, by FCC standards.
You can't bare your breast on the radio anymore.
I once had, when Frank Moore's Entourage came on, Michael Labash was totally naked on air. But then the door, you know, he answered the door. It was the old studio. Did you ever? Must have been. Yes, I love the old studio. Don really misses the old board, by the way, because you could do much more. You could mix. Mm-hmm. Marianne Amiche.
Much more flexible.
Yeah, Marianne Amiche was on. She came on the show with this board, and she was really whining, like, I can't mix anything. But,
Was she doing like live performances on KPFA? When was she doing live? Oh man,
I have cassettes of it.
I have to get copies of those.
I have cassettes of it. Yeah,
I'm a huge fan. I have a tape of her playing in Toronto in 1982.
Is that where you're from?
No, I just found it. Like traded it with a guy I met online. The early tapes, she doesn't have any recordings of the very early, her early pieces, and she really changed her sound a great deal between the early pieces and the record she finally put out on Zadig.
Like what year you're talking?
82.
Yeah, well, about 85,
yeah, 86. I think it's before she went all digital.
She wasn't digital then. Yeah. I believe she was very analog.
Well, we're going to have to talk.
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah.
John loves music.
I love music.
Don't we all? But maybe he loves it even more than most people. So, what shall we do now?
Because
we're not really...
John, do you want to play some solo stuff and then I'll play some solo stuff?
Sure. I have a new record that I'm working on with my friend Anne McGuire. And I will bring it in.
Plug it.
Yes, it's pretty much done. It's it was actually recorded live on Over the Edge.
So maybe great.
That caller will be happy. But she basically worships early 60s Judy Garland, like the days when she had a weekly variety television show and was losing her mind and was kind of singing still beautifully, but with her teeth clenched and silently cursing out every single person who had ever crossed her with every single word of every song and pretty much increasingly becoming unglued. And so that's her idol. And so she sings like that.
Wow.
So let me... I'll walk over and I'll get it. Hello.
Oh, my God. Don't break the equipment.
Don't break the
studio.
don't know exactly which track.
Don't break Bevan's leg.
And then, Bevan, what track should we plug off of yours and all?
I don't know.
Oh.
We already did that.
Oh, this is embarrassing, but I might actually have to ask to,
to cue it? No.
Oh. No, we don't have time. We'll just play.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, what is it again?
It's the Freedie McGuire Show with Anne McGuire and Don Joyce and me, Wobbly.
Okay.
It's almost finished.
By thy moon, by thy...
We're changing the track.
Okay.
Okay, go.
No.
Is that it? We go.
Pretty loose show here.
Yeah, trying to give a subliminal message out to the fans and listening, something of that nature. It's really, really
nice ending. I like those abrupt endings. So what have we heard? Will you back announce, please, ma'am?
I will back announce now. That was from Magic Maple, which is my new, relatively new CD, Blevin Blechtum, and it was Pelican Part 1 through Pelican Part 4. Before that, you heard unreleased Freddie McGuire Freddie, right, sorry.
Pronounced Freddie, but spelled Freddie.
Excusez-moi.
And that was Lovely Ladies from the Freddie McGuire show. It's almost done, I hear. And then before that was another track off Magic Maple called Benadryl and Taking on Water.
Okay. And I like the verb. No, it's not a verb. It's an adjective. Benadryl. Yeah. I like that adjective. Instead of the Y to the I and the double L and the, you know, inventiveness of it all.
I used to take a lot of Benadryl, but now I take Claritin.
What is Claritin?
It's similar.
For arthritis or something?
No, it's like antihistamine.
Oh, okay.
Sort of, I think. Makes your allergies stop sniffling. Sometimes.
Sniffling. I like all those disclaimers now with every single advertisement for every single medicine may cause whatever. It's like, wow. Especially the breast implant one. It's so dire.
Don't watch television.
So amazing.
I haven't seen that. What does it say?
Oh, may cause. It's just everything. Basically may cause
some
cancer. Yeah. Like really weird, bad stuff happening to you. So, but it's for breast augmentation.
The Army.
It's called Mentor.
They actually sell, like, they advertise just breast implants on the air?
Yeah, Mentor it's called. Isn't that weird?
Sweet.
I know, sweet.
I need a mentor.
Anyway.
Fresh maker.
Ridiculous. Okay, so did we want to hear something?
One more track from the Freddie McGuire show, and then we'll go into a track by my friend Mark Durgis, who records under the name Porist. And this is a new album that he's putting out this year called Tourists.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, you know.
As in tourists? Or?
As in tourists, but also tourists.
But spelled
tourists. Oh,
tourists.
Oh, excellent.
He's had a really good year. He's in the band Monopause. A Monopause, which is a local band that's played around for the last 10 years or so. But he's finally getting his solo records out as Porist. And this year he released a great 2-CD sound collage called I Remember Syria, edited out of his field recordings as he traveled to Syria and just interviewed a bunch of people. And it's just a bunch of, it's street musicians and like sounds. And
I like that. We don't have that here now, though.
I don't think so, but okay. You guys should. But that's...
No, I mean, you didn't bring it here, did you?
I didn't bring that one. But his new record is...
That was fun. You're listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, KZFR in Chico. And I'm Barb. This is Crack of Dawn, it being the first Thursday of the month. And my special guest live in the studio is R. Sagan. And they're going to play live again. And that is so much fun. What did I want to say? Oh, yeah. Saturday night, Mills College, Eliane Radig is playing. And she's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's pretty mellow, wonderful, long tones. And maybe she's changed. Maybe she's gotten unmellow. But she's just excellent, excellent French woman, composer, performer. And it's a treat.
I will definitely be there.
And I got her, I think it was when, about 1992, 93. She came over before she had to perform and with a few people. and I served her, I served 100 proof Stoli martinis. And she got pretty toasted.
Right before she had to play?
Right before she had to play. So there you have it. What can I say?
Okay. History once again.
Once again. All right. Sagan Live. Yeah, Sagan.
Okay, boy, smoke him if you got him.
Smoke him if you got him. I was gone there. I was out. That was so great.
Yay!
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Wow. Whoa.
Welcome to the '70s.
Not the 70s, it's the
90s. That's right. It's not the 70s, it's the 90s. Oh, wow. Okay.
We almost made it to 3, but not quite.
To 3 o'clock, yeah. So, did you pot something up? Didn't you say your friend Mark?
I could. Oh, yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Is that right there?
The track by Porist.
Is it right there?
If it's, does it say track 15?
Yes, it does.
That's it.
Can you sort of intro, you know, you gave it's a long from his preamble. Then.
It's from his unreleased album, Terrorists. And it's Mark Gurgis, who is really good. Yes.